If you've ever been in an open forest and seen a squirrel that is larger and of different coloration than the typical eastern gray squirrel that you normally see, you've probably just seen a fox squirrel. Fox squirrels are found throughout the eastern United States and into some parts of the Great Plains and western United States, as well as Canada. They are typically larger than gray squirrels and have very distinct colorations depending on where they are found. In some areas, they are brownish gray to brownish yellow with an orange underside, and in other places, they may be almost completely black, or black with some white bands on their face or tail. Sherman's fox squirrel is a subspecies of squirrel that's found in Florida and Georgia, especially in areas where there are longleaf pines and sandhills. Like other fox squirrels, they can exhibit a lot of variation in their fur color, ranging from nearly black to silver and with a tan underside. Here in Florida, Sherman's fox squirrel is considered to be a species of special concern because they've lost so much of their habitat due to habitat loss and degradation. Sherman's fox squirrel is named after Harley B. Sherman, who was a prolific ecologist and commonly referred to as H.B. Sherman. He was originally an instructor in New York, but then he came down to Gainesville in Florida in the 1920s to be a professor at the University of Florida in the biology department, and he taught here from 1925 to 1955. While he was here, he established a business making small mammal traps. These traps are still being sold today and are commonly referred to as Sherman traps, with the business based out of Tallahassee, Florida. Almost every mammalogist who has ever trapped a small rodent or a squirrel has used this unique folding live trap. H.B. Sherman made a huge collection of Florida mammals, and they are all deposited in the Florida Museum of Natural History's mammal collection. My name is Verity Mathis, and I'm the Mammal Collections Manager at the Florida Museum of Natural History.